Violence in Iraq is one reason major Sunni and Kurdish political groups there would like national elections to be postponed. But the Shiite majority refuses to delay the balloting. Iraq's deputy prime minister, a Shia, has joined with U.S. officials in urging the national elections go ahead as scheduled on January 30th. He argues that postponing the elections would be a victory for the insurgents and encourage more attacks. But it is the persistent violence that moved 17 Iraqi political groups, including several leading Sunni organizations, last Friday to sign a petition calling for a six-month election postponement. The declaration was signed at a meeting in the home of former Iraqi foreign minister and Sunni elder statesman Adnan Pachachi. He joins me now. Hello.
Hello.
Is the violence the only reason that you want elections postponed?
No, there is another reason also, and that is to ensure that the election will be inclusive, that no part of Iraq, no segment of the Iraqi population will be left out of the political process. And this is the most important aspect of the whole thing. But of course, besides the uncertainty in the security situation.
Yeah, but those groups that would be left out, would that be because of the violence or other reasons?
Well, because of the violence mainly, and because there are certain groups that want to boycott the election. And I believe a postponement of the election will give us a chance to enter into a serious dialogue with these groups to see whether we can persuade them to join the electoral process and to see whether we can meet some of their demands if they are reasonable. But we need time for that. Otherwise, we are going to have perhaps elections that are not complete, in which large segments of the Iraqi population would be left out, and that would really exacerbate, I think, the whole security problem.
Right. Okay. And again, to remind people that it is the Sunni, it's Sunni groups mostly and Kurdish political groups calling for a postponement.
Excuse me, not mainly Sunni groups. There were a lot of Shia groups who joined in the meeting among the 17 political parties. This was not a Sunni Kurdish thing. It was really an Iraqi. Shias, Sunnis, Kurds, and even Christian parties joined. This is not a Sunni thing. I mean, I'd like to correct this impression.
Good. That's why I was posing the question. The U.S. military continues to insist that its current anti-insurgent offensive will succeed, and that the security environment by the end of January will allow for free and fair elections for a majority of Iraqi citizens. What do you think of that?
I mean, even if the military situation improves, there is still the problem that many important forces in the Iraqi political scene will not join in the electoral process, which means that several areas in Iraq, very few people will go to the polls, and also many parties would refrain from presenting their candidates. But the main thing is inclusiveness. We must have an election which includes all sections of Iraqi population. Otherwise, if certain areas of Iraq are not represented, then we can't say that we have had legitimate elections.
What are the chances, do you think, that elections will indeed be held on January 30th?
I don't know whether we can solve all the problems by January 30th. But we are going to try. And naturally, not all the 17 parties will boycott the elections. Some of them will go ahead and present their candidates in spite of their objections, and others will stay out.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Adnan Pachachi is a former Iraqi foreign minister and a leading Sunni politician.